More wine?
Oh, no, no, no. I've had way too much already.
Here's an interesting fact about alcohol.
Hit me.
Man is not the only species that ferments fruit in order to become intoxicated. Can you guess what the other is? A hint, sometimes they pack the alcohol in their trunks.
Monkeys.
When does a monkey have a trunk?
When a suitcase just won't do.
All right. It would appear as if alcohol is playing keep away with your intelligence. Good night. Please note, it is now past 10 p.m. Per our roommate agreement, kindly refrain from raucous laughter, clinking of glasses, and celebratory gunfire.
Okay. Explain something to me. You watch Leonard put up with that guy for years and years. What has to break inside your brain for you to think, oh, Krishna, I've got to get me some of that?
Well, it's a lot better than having to wear noise-canceling headphones in my own apartment.
What? Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, Leonard's a noisy little dude in the sack.
Every night.
Really? Even during allergy season when he has to alternate between kissing and breathing?
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery, it all started with a Big Bang.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of PMS, the Perpetual Motion Squad, a Big Bang Theory fan podcast. And we are your hosts, Big Bang Theory super fans, Kat
and Poe.
And we are excited to be back for season 4, episode 24, The Roommate Transmogrification.
Now, what did we think of this episode?
I think it's funny. I think it's fun.
Yeah, there were certainly parts of the episode that I sat and really enjoyed. As we know, there's a little bit of a transgression that happens, but we'll get into that as we go along.
I always think it's funny that the line where Raj is making dinner for Sheldon, and Sheldon's like, I can't believe how much Leonard's been just sliding by.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, as Raj says, this is a difference between eating and dining. So I completely understand that. I mean, there are certainly ways around it. But, you know, if you as you know, Sheldon does say, he is, you know, trying to ingratiate himself on me, and it's looking good so
far. Looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, before we jump into this too much, we just want to invite you that if you like movies and you enjoy hanging out with us, we'd love to have you join us for the Home Class Movie Chat, which is our movie podcast. We've redone the format and we're trying to relaunch it. So we'd love to have your help getting that up and going again.
Yes, we used to go scene by scene by scene. And,
which is boring.
You know, I mean, I do the Horror Crypt podcast myself, and I do a lot of scene by scene, and it works pretty well for my format. But for our format, when we do the Home Class Movie Chat, we've tried to just make it so it's a little bit easier that we don't go scene by scene.
Because the idea behind it, and we're getting back to that format, was the way we got the idea was we were driving home from the movies one night and we were saying how much we just enjoy dissecting and talking about the movie after the fact. So now the format is more where we just hang out and dissect it like you would on the drive home.
Yeah. And that's why we've tried to relaunch it in such a way that makes it a little bit easier for people to sit there and listen. It doesn't go on for hours and hours. So if you do want to listen, please join us at the Home Class Movie Chat on Spotify or wherever you get podcasts. Because we would really appreciate it and would really help boost our ratings because, yeah, it's slowing down a little bit.
Yeah, so we're just trying to get it off the ground again, and we'd appreciate your help. So that is our commercial for the week, and let's get into the episode.
We are getting into this episode now. We are opening up this episode.
Oh, do we have any mail before we get going?
No.
Okay, cool.
Now, we're opening up this week's episode. We're at the Cheesecake Factory, and Leonard, Sheldon, Howard, and Raj, and Priya are about to have dinner. And I like it how the beginning of it is that Priya orders, she says she wants a shepherd's pie, and she says to Leonard, would you like to split that with me? And he goes to say yes, and of course Penny, who's taking the order, goes, no, he wouldn't eat that. And she goes, why? And he goes, well, you know, cheese on the the tater tots. Oh, sorry, cheese on cheese in the
milk in the mashed potatoes.
That's right.
Cheese in the thing. He'll blow up like a Macy's Thanksgiving Day balloon.
That's right. Yes, and then they all start making references to Leonard's lactose intolerance.
But the best part of this, though, was Sheldon saying, well, actually, that's not correct because a Macy's Thanksgiving Day balloon is filled with helium, whereas Leonard produces copious amounts of methane.
and they're all laughing.
And everybody starts to laugh, and Sheldon realizes he was funny and starts to laugh, too, with no idea why.
He's like, oh, well, I made a joke. Okay, I'll keep going. So as this whole thing is going on, we see that Bernadette comes into the Cheesecake Factory and wants to change the subject just quickly. And, of course, Sheldon, who's very excited about the fact that he's actually made a joke and everyone's very excited about the joke and is enjoying the joke, says, well, hang on a minute, Bernadette, before you change the subject, was there anybody else that would like to, you know, have a bit of input into Leonard's weak digestive system? And this is where they, you know, Leonard immediately changes the subject and goes, oh, what's your news, Bernadette? And she goes, well, she said, I put a doctoral dissertation into.
They've accepted my doctoral thesis, my dissertation. And so I'm being awarded my doctorate.
Yeah. And I like it. And, you know, you'd be very excited for your partner to become a doctor. And I like it how Penny goes, so you're a doctor, you're a doctor, you're a doctor, you're a doctor. And Howard, you know a lot of doctors. And with the upcoming, you know, nuptials that they're going to be going down the aisle, you know, it's, as Leonard says, it'll be really nice when you're married that you'll be known as Dr. and Mr. Wolowitz.
No, Mr. and Dr. Wolowitz.
Yeah, no, it was the other way around. She actually said Dr. and Mr. Wolowitz. Okay, well, the other way it was.
Mr. and Dr. Wolowitz. But what's interesting is, you know, because Sheldon mentions to Howard that unless, of course, you take Bernadette's last name, when, in fact, Melissa Rauch's husband took her last name in real life.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's not, you know, I mean, that's not unheard of in this day and age.
I have to say, Howard had, believe it or not, Howard had one of my favorite lines from the scene when he said, I forget exactly who he was talking to, but he said, when they were talking about Leonard and his lactose intolerance, he says, do you want to, I think it was to Priya, do you want to make any more comments about your boyfriend's Rudy Tootie Stinky Booty?
That's right.
I just like that line.
No, but the very, 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 very best line is coming up to almost the end of the pod of the episode.
Oh,
so
okay.
We'll get to that. You know, and the whole thing is like, you know, and I must admit, you know, girls who change their last name to their husband's last name, I give you guys a lot of credit because we don't have to go through the shit that you guys have got to go through, which is changing passports and credit cards and debit cards and driver's license. You know, I mean, there's so much that you guys have to change, you know, healthcare cards and stuff like that. So
I made
so
him
much.
Take me out for a really nice sushi dinner when I did it when we got married.
Yes, I did. I did do that
because
for her.
In your 20s and 30s, it's not such a big drama. But when, you know, you're like in your 40s and you're an established adult, it's a royal pain in the bum.
Yeah, so I wholeheartedly agree that sometimes the guys should step up and go, you know what, I'll take your last name, you know, because that way we can go through the stuff that you girls have to go through.
That's why a lot of people get hyphenated last names.
Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, Wolowitz, oh boy. No, if they hyphenated Bernadette's last name, it would be Bernadette Wolowitz Rostenkowski. It's like, that's a long ass name to write down. So yeah, I don't think that's gonna work. We go back to
professionally she actually kept it Rostenkowski.
Yeah, she did. She was when she because she was headhunted by and I like it in this scene, and we actually forgot to touch on this, is that Bernadette says that she's been headhunted by a pharmaceutical company who's gonna be paying her buttloads of money. And I like it how Leonard looks at Howard and goes, oh, do you make buttloads? Yeah, and he goes, well, it's not as buttloads as what you've got going. And he goes, that's okay. He said, because the way it is, you know, I've got lactose intolerance, but you're still not a doctor. So, you know,
Howard very rightly and very graciously turns to Bernadette and says, this is not about me. Yeah. I am so proud of you, sweetheart.
Yeah. And I think
and I give him credit for that one.
Yeah, because that is showing. I mean, look, I mean, you know, he really now has to understand. I mean, yes, she is making a lot more money than he is. But between both of them, they're actually not doing too badly. We actually worked out when we first started doing this podcast that these guys are on between $150,000 and $200,000 a year just themselves.
Well, in California, though, that doesn't, in Los Angeles, it doesn't necessarily go that far.
Well, I know. Yeah,
believe
I
was up for a job at Cal Arts,
yeah,
which is not that far from Caltech. And for me to share a house with five other women, it still would have cost me over $2,000 a month.
See, that is just
for a house share, for a room in a house.
See, that's for our ideas, that is just ridiculous over here in out of the third world countries like America, because the thing is that we can live quite comfortably on one wage. When I went over to America and lived, I had to have two jobs and I could barely scrape by. I'm here now in Australia, back in my home country, doing one job. And we've got two cars, a house that we've got a mortgage, and we are actually living quite well on one job, because our wages are they're trying to keep up with inflation. But the fact is that we've got a livable wage. When I went over to America and I got a job for $8 an hour, and then the following year, they gave me a pay rise of a quarter. I'm like, wow, a whole 25 cents. What am I going to do with that? I mean, give me a break.
Okay, so I just did a quick look.
Yeah.
And the average salary of a senior theoretical physicist at a high-profile institute like Caltech is around $100,000 a year. He changes research from string theory to dark matter. Sheldon is made a junior professor in season 8, and this promotion would have increased his salary to around $140,000 a year.
So it only jumps up 40 grand. Bloody hell. But still, when you look at it, when, you know, like you've got what's an engineer? What's
I just pulled that one up. Yeah. So let's see.
Because I think between both of them, because there is something coming as we go down the line of episodes.
It really depends on what department you're in. But it's anywhere from 93,466 to between 105,477, with the average being 82,325.
Okay, so because he is, spoiler alert for anyone that doesn't know, Howard is working with NASA. So let's just say that he is on the top bracket of 105,000. Right. Yeah. Now you've got Bernadette when she's being headhunted and earning a buttloads of money. Maybe let's go with like $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
Right. As a base salary. Now there is something that's coming up as we go through the seasons. But we do find out that Howard and Bernadette end up by having a fully paid off home. So all they have to do is just come up with general maintenance and, taxes on the property. But in all honesty, with all that, they're actually still bringing home around about $350,000 a year for both of them. With a fully paid off home, that's a pretty good chunk of change.
That's a pretty good chunk of change. Now, what's interesting
not struggling
is the average Caltech salary as of January 2024 is $21.19 an hour, or $44,073 per year.
Depending on what.
So that's like probably like the admin staff and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So as you go up in professor and doctor and stuff like that. Yeah. So these guys are not they're not trying to find out where their next meal is going to come from. When you look at it, and we're going to do this at the very end of our episodes, as far as like the very last episode of season 12, we're going to add it all up, but they eat out constantly. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing that they actually do manage to do, which I think might be part of this, is the fact that they actually get meals at Caltech. So there might be a staff like card they can use. They're just part of their salary that they're able to eat in the cafeteria without having to pay for it.
I'm going to assume that it works like UMass did, where you just pay for it, period.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we didn't have that system at UMass.
Oh, okay. So they eat out constantly. They don't really cook at home.
Yeah, it's not like the casinos.
No, so they're really doing that. So I don't know. I mean, but I still think that the way that it is with Bernadette's new job, they're not going to be financially strapped. And as I said, as things go along in the series, something does happen, which we will get to eventually, that gives Leonard, gives Howard and Bernadette a freehold home.
Mm-hmm.
But now we go back to this episode and we are finding ourselves, we are now in Raj's apartment and we hear behind closed doors, obviously in a bedroom.
Well, I love that he's listening to his laptop
Ice Baby
to himself. And then he gets up to get something to drink and he hears Leonard and Priya in his bedroom.
Yeah, and they are about to have unrealistic space Star Trek sex. And I love it how at one stage Leonard goes, you know, he said something about how far they're up from the world, and they're only like 10 miles up. So they're orbiting within the atmosphere, which makes no sense whatsoever. But it just becomes a little bit too much because Leonard is Spock and Priya is Lieutenant Uhura.
No, he's Captain Kirk. Spock.
Is he Kirk?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
landing base.
That's right. Yes. And she's Lieutenant Uhura. But it's interesting because the Lieutenant Uhura outfit is actually Raj's.
She's like, I can't believe I'm wearing my brother's Halloween costume. And Leonard says, I can't believe you think he only wears it at Halloween.
And I like it how you hear Leonard go, prepare for inspection. And I like it how Raj goes, okay, I've got to get out of my own apartment.
No, it was prepare for docking.
For docking, that's right.
He's like, all right, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm out of here. So he leaves and he goes and he attempts to go to Howard's house. And Howard actually says, well, because Raj knocks on the door and you hear from behind the door, you know, when Howard opens it, his mother says, oh, is that my daughter-in-law, the future doctor?
That my daughter-in-law, the doctor?
And you hear, and he goes, no, it's Raj. And he says he's a doctor too. And he goes, listen, my sister and Leonard are about to have inaccurate Star Trek sex. Can I sleep at your house? And he goes, well, yeah, but like I'm going out with Bernadette.
Yeah, so it'll just be you and my mom.
And he goes, oh, that's okay. But we find out that Mrs. Wolowitz has been taking hormone replacement therapy and
she's getting a bit frisky.
A little bit frisky.
Changing Dr. Cutie Pie.
Yeah. We can play doctor. And we find out that this is not going to be a good idea because in the next scene, we see that he has arrived at Sheldon's apartment. Now, before he gets there, Sheldon is actually on a video chat with Amy. And the whole thing is that there is... Was that when he's got a bit of a bad shoulder?
Yeah, he's been rubbing his shoulder.
Yeah.
And so Amy instructs him in self-massage and tells him to locate his acromion process. Sheldon reaches up and touches the top of his shoulder immediately next to his neck. However, his hand is in the wrong spot. The acromion process is at the opposite end of the collarbone, just above where the arm connects to the shoulder.
Oh.
Yeah, so where he touched himself like he's never been touched before.
It's in the wrong spot. Incorrect. Oops, a daisy. But of course, he hears a knock on the door and he says to Amy that someone's at the door, and she goes, well, this doesn't interest me whatsoever. Goodbye. And he goes over and he opens the door and Raj is like, you know, can I stay here tonight?
And he's like, why? And he says, because Leonard and my sister are putting inaccurate Star Trek sex memories in my memory foam mattress.
Yeah. And Howard's mother is a little bit too randy.
Yeah.
So he goes, well, okay, I guess you can. But then he does say, okay, well, you know, I'll just make up the couch for you. And he goes, well, no. Raj goes, no, that's okay. I'll just sleep in Leonard's bed. And he's like, well, no, I can't authorize that. Unless you sign a waiver to say that I actually tried to dissuade you from doing it and gave you a stern look.
He did so with a very stern look.
Yeah. But you do see that he signs a waiver. And the fact is that he goes to bed. And then the next morning.
Well, no, we can't forget that in the event of an emergency, illuminated paint will light up the. It's the only time you get to see the illuminated paint.
Yeah, which is really awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty. And he's like, Raj is like, oh, you're joking. And Sheldon turns off the lights. You see the paint. He turns it back on. He says, I never joke about safety.
Yeah, because these, you've got arrows all over the ground. One exit going towards the front door. The other exit going out of the window into, I guess, a balcony or
a fire escape.
And it is really interesting. And there's even one that there's an exit sign that's going towards the bathroom, which I don't even know why it's going towards the bathroom.
No, it's coming from the bathroom. Oh, the bathroom. To the window where that little area is where they put the table that one time.
Of course. I was trying to work out why is it
going to the bathroom. Yeah, no, there's that window. There's another window that we never see and the door.
And the door, yeah. And then around the door, you've got like a painted square to make sure that everyone knows that's the way to go.
That's the door.
Like, oh my God.
And apparently he also made him participate in a fire drill and get a refresher course in
CPR.
Yeah.
So
we'll get to that in a second.
We are going to, we'll get to that in a second.
That one actually made me laugh.
So the next morning we see that Leonard enters the room and sits on his bed, obviously to take off his shoes. And of course he, to his surprise,
startles Raj away.
He discovers Raj sleeping in it, and Raj explains his predicament.
He's like, what are you doing in my bed? He's like, well, you were sleeping in my bed.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that he just, you know, he needed somewhere to stay, and this was the only possible place that he could sleep.
Yeah, and he tells him about Sheldon making him do all this stuff, and he says, and a refresher course in CPR. And he's like, oh, and he's like, it's a good thing he had a dummy. He's like, oh, mouth-to-mouth Mona. You know, Howard used to date her? And he's like, oh, that Mona.
Oh, boy. I can imagine Howard doing that.
Yeah.
Which is terrifying.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't even want to think about it. I do. That's not it. I can't get that out of my head.
Yeah, I can't think about that.
Moving on.
So Raz actually asks Leonard why he can't sleep with Priya at his apartment. But Leonard explains that she doesn't get along with Sheldon.
And he's like, well, Sheldon doesn't get along with Sheldon.
So Raj comes up with a great idea. He suggests that maybe Leonard can switch apartments. So he stays at, you know, his apartment with Priya, and Raj moves into Leonard's, you know, obviously Leonard's room. And I like it how Raj asks if he can bring girls to Leonard's room, and he goes, absolutely.
Yeah, this is Raj we're talking about.
This is Raj that cannot.
As many as you want.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
And Raj is like, cool.
And then I like it. Leonard goes, but like of their own free will, okay? Just make sure you bring them of their own free will.
And Raj gets in this look like, what else would I do?
Yeah, but we can. But yeah, really, Raj, bring girls to the apartment? Oh, absolutely. Sure. Just bring a treasure trove of women to the apartment, Raj, because you can't talk to women without being drunk or without having alcohol in your system. Yeah. So, rightio. So later on, Raj, now this is the very interesting thing, right, is that Raj gets Thai food. Now, he was already told by Sheldon back in the cafeteria because, you know, Sheldon had to make sure that his blood work was okay to stay for a while. He gave him an updated a copy of the roommate agreement, and he also gave him a lapel pin to wear.
Yep.
Which happens to be the lapel pin or the flag of the apartment.
The flag of the apartment. Now, I'd like to point out that at some point, obviously, because now back in the cafeteria, he says your blood work came back, you're fine to stay.
Yeah.
And Raj is like, when did you take
my blood?
He's like, that's not important.
Yeah.
And he does say that his blood sugar was a little high. But since Raj was unaware of getting his blood work taken, it's unlikely that he may have been fasting long enough. And to get an accurate blood glucose measurement, the patient needs to have fasted for at least 8 hours. But however, this may not be completely necessary because the labs use a sliding scale when analyzing blood glucose and use different values depending on whether or not the person is fasted. Sheldon could have marked on the form that it was a non-fasting, and the lab would have adjusted the metrics accordingly. So a high blood glucose reading being a little high in this case could be based on the metrics used for non-fasting tests.
Yeah. Now, I've worked in a lab for 24 years, so With a GTT, glucose tolerance test, the only way that Sheldon could get an accurate idea of that is that he would actually have to track when Raj went to sleep. And he would track it eight. Yeah, track it. So they've had dinner.
Yep.
He would track. Okay, so he's had dinner. He hasn't had anything else to eat. He goes to sleep. Sheldon would have to figure out what time he went to sleep. So he would go, okay, he's gone to sleep at this time. And in the morning, just before he wakes up, if it's within that 8 hour period, he would then have to take his blood just before he wakes up. But as you said, the lab can adjust because
Wouldn't matter when he gone to sleep, when he went to sleep, just when
as long as he's fasted for 8 hours. Yeah, so he would figure out that 8 hour period. But yeah, you can
and
do it.
It's not a GTT, it's not a glucose tolerance test, because that's where you drink that icky stuff and you have to stay there for hours and have them tested at various points.
Yeah, but if he's
you're talking about an HbA1c.
Oh, right. So if his blood sugar is a little bit high, then but at least that way that if he does happen to eat,
or
they could
actually what you're talking about is the test I do every morning, but would have run an HbA1c.
Yeah, but I still think it would be more accurate for GTT if they had have done
but the GTT is where you drink that god awful stuff.
Yeah, and he wouldn't have actually
got him
to
drink
that.
To do.
It's disgusting.
Yeah,
it really is. So I like it how in the cafeteria, you know, Sheldon has instructed Raj that per your remade agreement, you have to drive me to the comic book store. You have to take me for 1 hour every Sunday. Every other Sunday out in the park for fresh air. You have to
bring... Landler's like, bring a ball or a frisbee or something he can chase.
And you have to bring all food to the apartment.
And tonight is tie night.
Yeah, Sheldon's got a pretty good deal going. He never has to go and get dinner. It's always brought to him. Of course, he pays for his dinner. But the fact is that he is always getting it delivered to him. He never has to go and get it. Like, bloody hell. What a racket that he's got going.
Yep. Yeah, he's got a pretty good deal.
He's got a very good deal. So that night, Raj, obviously, he's gone and got Thai food.
Now, have we skipped over the I like my baby to have pretty
no,
good
it's food? Coming. Okay. It's coming. It's in the next scene. Don't jump ahead. Right, that is your moment to shine.
Because you
darling.
Have that tendency to jump.
No, and that is that's your moment to shine. So Raj makes it and arranges it like a fancy dinner and calls Sheldon
to
dinner.
He's got tablecloth. He's got origami swan napkins. He's got roses in the vase. He's got
and
candles.
He and Sheldon is absolutely amazed by the presentation. And why wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
I mean, and as Raj says, because Sheldon says, "What is this?" And he goes, "Well, this is the difference between eating and dining."
And he's right.
And he's definitely right, because this is set out to be an absolutely, it's like a five-star restaurant.
Makes me realize what slackers we are.
No, we're fine.
when was the last time we actually ate at the kitchen table?
I can't remember. So Penny comes over and asks if Sheldon's actually changed the Wi-Fi password. And he goes, yes, now it's Penny, get your own Wi-Fi, no spaces. And she can't help but notice this fancy dinner. And says, well, you know, what's going on? And he goes, Raj is trying to ingratiate himself with this meal and he's doing a very good job. And she goes, okay, sorry. What I meant to say is, where is Leonard? And Raj comes back with, oh, he's living at my place. And she's like, oh, so he's moved in with Priya. Wow, that's a big step. Or that's a big deal. And Sheldon looks and goes, oh, no,
origami swans? Swan napkins.
That
is
a big deal.
But he does point out that it's like an eye for an eye.
Yeah.
For them to have switched places like this. And he from the Hammurabi Code, he's not actually quoting the Bible, although the phrase does appear in St. Matthew's Gospel. But the legal and I thought this was quite interesting, but it's the legal code of King Hammurabi, the ruler of Babylon in the first half of the 18th century BC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought that was quite interesting. I thought that was a very interesting
little nugget. That's a very interesting nugget.
Yeah.
So now from that scene, we switch over to Bernadette and Howard, and they're in bed together. And they're talking about, well, and actually Howard says, what is your doctoral dissertation going to be about? And she said premature ejaculation, because it's not like either one of us.
No. She got, he asked her what kind of work she was going to do because he had known what her thesis was about. And she said, there was actually a number of them available, but I decided to sign up for a premature ejaculation study because it's not like either one of us has heart problems.
Yes.
But in, but earlier, I thought Howard had been like, you know, he was talking about how his family is the history of heart disease. Even a caveman painting of one of his ancestors clutching his chest going, ah!
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, maybe
that was an oopsie on the writer's part.
Now, Bernadette presents him with a present, and I am going to hand this part of the podcast over to Kat. Go ahead.
We say this line a lot.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Bernadette says, "Oh, that reminds me, I got you something, Howard." And he's like, "Oh, you didn't have to do that." She's like, "Oh, I want to." And she hands him this little box, and he opens it up, and his jaw just drops.
Why wouldn't you?
And he's like, "You bought me a Rolex?"
Yeah.
And she just kind of pinches his cheek, and she's like, "I like my baby to have pretty things."
But the biggest thing that he says,
because the guys had been joking about him being, starting to become a kept man.
Yeah. Trophy husband.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. When they were in the cafeteria, it's like, "Howard, you probably shouldn't eat that cake." And he's like, "Well, why not?" And they're like, "Well, if you're going to be a trophy husband, you need to keep that figure." He was like, "Shut up." And then he gets, "I want my baby to have pretty things." And you can just see him going, "Oh, my God, the guys were right."
Yeah, but one of the biggest things that actually launches, unfortunately launches Bernadette and Howard into an argument is the fact that he says to Bernadette, you know, "Well, how much did this cost?" And she goes, "Oh, don't worry about it.
You're pretty little head about it."
No, she goes, "You let me worry about how much it costs." It's like, oh,
yeah,
I am going to be a trophy husband because you are earning way more than me.
She's earning a buttload of money.
A buttload of money, which means that there is, and this
easily,
is why,
easily more than twice what he makes.
Yeah, which means that this argument's going to go on for a little bit longer, unfortunately.
Well, and then Howard shows up at the apartment.
Not yet. We're not there yet. We are back at the apartment where we're having Sheldon, Penny, and Raj, and they're drinking and having dinner together.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know.
And at some point, Raj says, to quote Shakespeare, "It's better to have loved and lost than to ever have loved at all."
Yeah, because that's why, because Penny says, because Sheldon leaves the conversation. Sheldon actually says, "Per our remade agreement, it's past 10 o'clock. Please refrain from clinking of glasses, doing something, setting off fireworks or celebratory gunfire." And it leaves. So Penny actually says to Raj, "I got a little bit of a secret. I should never have broken up with Leonard. He is a really great guy." And this is when Penny gets the answer back from Raj, which is, "It's better have loved and lost than never."
To paraphrase Shakespeare, "It's better to have loved and lost." But what's interesting is that line is actually from Alfred Lord Tennyson, his In Memoriam poem.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought it was from Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, everybody does. But it's actually Alfred Lord Tennyson.
So, you know, obviously Penny and Raj is continuing drinking after Sheldon's gone to bed and does clink the glasses, and you hear Sheldon come out with, "Would you booze hound quiet down?"
No, "Would you booze hound stop that glass clinking?"
And, you know, so it really does show that Penny does still have feelings for Leonard. But unfortunately, as both Bernadette and Amy did say, what happens if you're ready and he's not? Mm-hmm. There is the moment of regret right here. Yeah. And of course, in an attempt to comfort her, you know, Raj tells her that her life is better than his, because he's basically downloading increasingly larger amounts of porn every night.
Shameful porn.
Yeah. And she says, "Listen, if you hadn't have told me about that creepy porn business, I would be over you, like something, a light on matter. Like E equals MC squared."
Yeah, basically. She said what E equals MC squared means. He's like, "Hey, you got it." She's like, "I listen."
Yeah.
"I still don't understand it, but I listen.
So back in the apartment, back in Raj's apartment, Leonard and Priya are making out when their parents get a video call. Her parents call Priya. And of course, this is where Priya asks him to go away so her parents don't spot him. And so they start talking, and the first thing that they come up with the video chat is their parents say, "Oh, we heard there was a tornado in Kansas City. Is that close to you?" And she goes, "No,
no,
not at all." And he, and of course, the, her mother says, "Will we feel a lot safer when you are back, when you move back to India next month?" And this is where Leonard goes, "You're leaving?
You're and moving so, back to India next month, and you didn't tell me?"
Yeah. And of course, this is where, you know, Priya goes, okay, Priya goes, "Oh, Leonard,
so nice to see you."
Yeah. And this is where we come to the,
well, even though she had originally said Raj is out with his friends, and her parents were like, "Raj has friends."
Yeah. And when Leonard comes, the parents do say, "Oh, I thought that Leonard, that Raj was out with his friends." And he, and she Le- says, "Oh, he's got many friends." Yeah. But we really do see, and I fully agree with this. Leonard really feels betrayed because,
and he was,
first of all, as he says, "She didn't want to tell you that we're both, that we're dating, that she's dating me," you know, in front of the Indian parents. And she freaks out. And he says, "Well, obviously we're breaking up because you're moving back to India."
Yeah.
You know, because he really feels like a dirty secret kept in the closet.
And he
I'll have, yeah, he is, because I'll have fun with you, but I won't tell my parents that I'm actually dating a, as they call,
a white guy.
A white boy. You know, and it's not, and it's really unfair of her to say this, to do this to him, you know. And even so, even such that she actually ends up by saying in the video chat with her parents in front of Leonard, I'm not going to deal with this. I don't want to talk about
it.
She
just gets up and walks away.
And she leaves the conversation. So,
and
really,
then they give him the look,
the stink eye. And she go, and he goes, "Oh, is it hot in India?" And he goes, "Of course it is. It's always, it's India. It's always hot in India." So we really, you know, we can really see that poor old
man. And then he says,
really,
"Well,
betrayed.
That's a really nice tapestry." And they turn to look at it, and he closes the computer.
Yeah, close the laptop.
Yeah.
Now, this is where things take a dark turn. Because the following morning, Penny wakes up in Leonard's bed to discover that she's actually slept with Raj. And she, it's the horror realization that she's had sex with him. And when she wakes up, she's like, "Oh, God. Oh, God."
And then Raj wakes up and we discover that he still can't talk to her.
Yeah, because she looks at him and she goes, "Okay, all right. This never happened." And he shakes his head and she goes, "Really? You still can't talk to me?"
And he shrugs and he's like, "Oh, what can I do?"
Now, we see that there's a knock on the front door.
First, Sheldon comes out and sees Leonard on the couch and "What are you doing here?"
And he goes, "I live here." And he goes, "Well, I've got paperwork to tell me otherwise."
It says differently.
Yeah.
He's like, "No, well, Priya's moving back to India." And
we had a big fight.
Yeah. He's like, "Oh, okay." And then Howard knocks on, and then there's a knock on the door, and Howard comes in and he's like, and Sheldon opens the door and he says, What are you doing here? and he looks at Sheldon and says, "Priya bought me a Rolex." And Bernadette bought me a Rolex. And he looks at Leonard and he says, "Do you understand this?" "Yes." "Okay, go talk to him."
So as all this is going on, suddenly Penny comes out to do the walk of shame out of Leonard's room with Raj close behind her, wrapped in a duvet
to comfort her.
Yeah. And I like it how she stands there and everyone's looking toward Penny, and Penny's like, "Damn it."
What it looks like, and races for the door.
Yeah. And I like it how Sheldon then looks to Leonard and goes, "What does it look like?" The screen goes black. And that is where we end season 4. Next week, we've got to come back with season 5 and the conclusion of what actually happened when it doesn't look like. What did it look like?
And
we will find out next week.
At least you don't have to wait as long as we did when it aired.
Yeah.
Because it was three-month gap.
Yeah, you actually only have to wait 7 days.
Yeah.
We could stretch it out, but we're not like that with our PMS family.
We're nice.
Yeah, we are.
That, and we just like talking about it too much.
We do like it.
Yeah, we do.
For you guys, it's 7 days. For Kat and I, it's 20 minutes. Because that's how long it'll take us to set it up and get ready for the next episode.
Yep.
Because we are doing a back-to-back episode today.
Yeah, so. We're recording two today. Yeah. So, ooh, baby, we're doing a twofer.
Oh, we're having a twosome.
We're having a twosome. Okay. So, for those following along.
I once had a threesome. I just needed two other people.
Is that when the dog put his nose in your butt?
No! That is not when the dog put his nose in my butt. Oh my God. Our family. Okay. If anyone is actually working with machinery at that moment, they probably ran their hand through the lathe. If someone was cleaning a office building, they probably knocked over their bucket of water. And if someone is sitting on a bus going to work, they probably just let out a huge giggle that almost squirted coffee out of their nose.
But it was
yes,
funny.
Maybe the dog put his nose up my butt. Who knows? But I still maintain
it's a very cold, wet nose.
But I still maintain I once had a threesome. I just needed two other people.
Okay, so for those following along,
this entire episode has just gone down the proverbial. Oh my God! Okay.
All right, we had one lunch at Caltech, one dinner at the Cheesecake Factory, and one to cook at home.
I didn't realize this episode was going to be guest starring Oliver.
It's always guest starring Oliver. He's sleeping next to me.
You just know that Oliver's looking up going, hey! That was one time up his butt.
But it will live in infamy forever.
I can't get away from that.
All right.
Okay, so, here we go. Composure, and we end the podcast. We have lost it, everyone. I'm sorry.
Okay. So our crazy credits, Chuck Lorre Productions, number 347. Thank you for watching The Big Bang Theory. See you next year.
That's it.
That's it.
Well, I guess that's
now, there is a bit of trivia even about that.
Okay.
At the end of season 4, this episode, the series was renewed for another 3 seasons. It Ooh. Marked the first time a TV series was renewed for more than one season at a time. So that was a landmark.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. And yeah. So how can people reach us if they want to send us some notes?
Yep. PerpetualMotionSquad00@gmail.com. You can send us anything. Pictures of animals. Not up anybody's butts.
Not pictures. Cute pictures.
Cute pictures. You can send us recipes that maybe Kat would like to cook. You can ask for a autographed signed copy of her cookbook. Or if you just want to give us some feedback of how you like the podcast, or if you don't like the podcast, or whatever, or if you'd like your own listener episode, give us some ideas of what you'd like us to talk about, and we can possibly incorporate it into a listener episode, just like we did about 3 weeks ago with Courtney's very large, long episode, because she did some great research with regards to the Big Bang Theory. And it was so intricately detailed that we really wanted to make sure
that... We ended up dedicating an entire episode to it.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to have a dedicated episode, just reach out to us like Courtney did. But yeah.
Or if you want to hang out and talk with us, you can be a guest host
on one
of the episodes.
Yeah. If you'd like to join us for an episode like we do here, we just set up a Zoom meeting to do it. If you want to join us on the podcast, just email me, perpetualmotionsquad00@gmail.com. Tell us where you are in the world, what time zone you are, and we can work it out from there, and you can be a guest host on this episode. Well, obviously what we would do is we would tell you what episode we're watching. You'd watch it on your Netflix end, we'd watch it on ours, and then we would work out a time that we could actually get together and actually record the episode together. So if you want to do that, perpetualmotionsquad00@gmail.com.
So we want to thank you for joining us. We're always delighted and humbled that you are a fan of the PMS Big Bang Theory fan podcast. So if you haven't done already, please leave us a like and a review wherever you listen to podcasts. And we will see you next time for season 5, episode 1, The Skank Reflex Analysis. And in the meantime, we'll catch up with you at the Cheesecake Factory.
Oliver lives. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
So, do you know what kind of research you'll be doing at this pharmaceutical company?
Well, there are a couple of opportunities available, but I volunteered for the premature ejaculation project. I mean, it's not like either one of us has heart disease. Oh, I almost forgot. I got you a little present.
Bernie, no, you didn't have to.
I wanted to. Come on, open it.
You bought me a Rolex? How much did this cost?
Oh, you let me worry about the money. I just want my baby to have pretty things.
Music and mythology, Einstein and astrology, it all started with a big